Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and today we're joined by a very special guest. He is Dr. Russell Moore, a longtime pastor and former dean of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. He is currently the president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission and is the author of The Storm-Tossed Family, which is the focus of our conversation today with Dr. Moore. And Russell, as a fellow native Mississippian and one who was literally born and raised at a Southern Baptist church, I want to join Bob Christopher and Richard Piper in welcoming you to Basic Gospel. It's great to have you today. I thought it was great to have him today, and apparently we're not connected as yet for some strange reason. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody, and we had not intended to take phone calls today, but if you're by the phone and you would like to give us a call, you can do that right now. If you're hearing the live broadcast, we're at the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time at 844-322-2742, and the lines are wide open right now. Again, 844-322-2742. Well, there's nothing like live radio and technical issues, and that's what we're experiencing right now. So we have, of course, intended to have Dr. Russell Moore on the air with us today, but something technical has gone wrong, Bob, and we'll try to get him back
in just a few minutes, and we're really excited about having him on the program. He has written a wonderful book called The Storm-Tossed Family, and he is a very interesting person. He serves as the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. He speaks to all of the current issues of the day, and he is a strong, vigorous voice in our culture, and yet he chose to write on the family, and I think that's very interesting.
Absolutely.
And he really takes a look at the fact that family, I mean, most of us are come from some sort of dysfunctional family. I mean, there's not a perfect family out there. I thought I had a perfect family, but that wasn't the case.
I've been looking for
but
one.
It was as good as it could get. and yet there was something missing deep inside of me. So there's all kinds of dysfunction, and we go from small amounts to huge amounts. And we need to start to take a look at our families through the cross and how the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ can reshape our thinking and our feel. So that's what this book is all about, and hopefully we'll get to Dr. Moore in just a few seconds that we can talk more fully about this.
But before we go on, I think we have something very, very special to talk to the listeners about today, Bob, and that is something special going on with your book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
Well, there is. We have a fantastic offer, 99 cents for the ebook. So if you're an Amazon reader and read on Kindle, then you can go to Amazon and buy the book at 99 cents. All the information on that is on our website at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. We're going to go to our phone line. Is this Dr. Moore?
Not yet, apparently. We don't have a... Is the line open? Dr. Moore, are you there? Well, technical problems continue.
Yes, so we are having technical difficulties, but again, that special for Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, 99 cents for the ebook. So if you haven't read that book, it is a book about how to really know how the Christian life is supposed to be lived out. How does it really work?
Yeah.
And I've met many people in my journey and my experience, and that's the question they have. I know I'm saved. I know Jesus died for my sins. I know he was raised from the dead. But I don't know how to make this Christian life work for me.
Yeah.
I know Jesus is the answer, but I'm having difficulty making that connection between faith in him and everyday life. And so this is a book that really answers that question. Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, yours for 99 cents, the Kindle version, or if you're a Barnes & Noble fan, they have it for 99 cents as well.
Yeah.
All the information is on our website, at basicgospel.net. Just click the icon for Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and that will take you right to Amazon, and you can purchase the book.
Yeah. Let's try Dr. Moore one time. Perhaps the call is on the air at this time. Let's see if it is. Hello, Dr. Moore. Are you there? Okay, apparently not. Well, again, it's Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. I'm Bob Davis, and I'm glad that you're with us today. And we do have open lines at 844-322-2742. If it's the first half of the 3 p.m. Central Time hour, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we'd love to hear from you. 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We'll go to Duran in Temple, Texas. Hi, Duran. How are you? Well, we're having all kinds of technical difficulties with our phone line, so hopefully our guys can get that corrected for us. We're not hearing anything in our headsets in here, so
yeah,
let's just teach, and when we get a thumbs up, we'll go to those phone lines and talk about whatever those questions may be. Bob, do we have a...
We do. We have a question from Robbie, who listens in the New York area. Where will the church be during the Millennium Kingdom? Exactly what type of relationship does Christ have with Earth's inhabitants during that time, the Holy Spirit or Christ's physical presence?
Well, that's a very interesting question.
Totally permanent, pertinent today, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we look and we're trying to figure out the church. We're trying to figure out Israel. We're trying to figure out how those two groups of people, you know, are going to be treated in the end times. And I think we have to come to grips with the fact that there really is just one people of God. There's just one people. There's not two distinct. And it's the gospel of Jesus Christ that ties us all together.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize that when Christ comes back, he's coming back for his people, and we're going to be with him forever. And then at the end of time, there's going to be a new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven, and that's going to be our dwelling place.
Yeah.
So that's what we have to really, really focus on, the dwelling place of God's people, and that is that is this new Jerusalem, and it's a marvelous thing. Richard, any thoughts on
that? I love that you took it where you took it, because we get so caught up on subgroups, whether they're saved or lost. Everybody wants to know who's who and why things are happening, and that's not what Revelation is about. That's not what end times are about. End times are about the fact that Jesus is victorious, and anyone who belongs to him is saved, whether they're Jew or Gentile.
Right.
Anyone who doesn't belong to him is lost, whether they're Jew or Gentile. And so if we harmonize Revelation instead of split Revelation, then Revelation becomes this last great book of hope in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's apocalyptic, but it's new covenant. It's not the same as Daniel and Ezekiel, even though they talk about some of the same things, because Revelation is based on the completed work of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Therefore, what's left for him to do is just to come and recreate everything, to give us our new bodies, mm-hmm. to bring all of the people together in Christ. I can't think of anything more exciting than that.
Well,
I can't think of anything more divisive than figuring out who's naughty and who's nice and who's God's favorite at this point and not at this point.
Yeah.
That's not the gospel. The gospel is accept Jesus, you're saved, and you've got eternity with Jesus to look forward to. In fact, he is so convinced that he is taking you into eternity that he has come inside of you,
mm-hmm.
living in you by the Holy Spirit. That's the unifying message.
Wow, yeah, indeed. Well, again, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. I'm glad you've joined us today. Bob, you want to try another call or see if the...
Yeah, let's go to our phone lines and talk with Jeff, listening to us in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Jeff.
Well, we can hear part of it, but not much. don't know what's going on with the phone lines. We've had so much rain in the Dallas area over the past few days, it's possible that the water has gotten into the telephone lines. I just don't understand that. But anyway, whatever it is, we have technical problems. And when you have this call, email from a listener, says, how do you live trusting God rather than trying to please him? When I have feelings of sadness and grief, does God feel how I feel? Also, I write to God when I pray. Does that count?
Well, of course that counts. But God knows how we feel. God knows what's going on inside of us. We hear so many people that will make this comment that God just doesn't know how I feel.
Yeah.
God just doesn't understand me. Well, if there's any person that understands you, it's God himself. Why?
Yes.
Because he created you. Mm-hmm. He knows you. Jesus made that comment in John chapter 2, or John was writing about Jesus in that particular chapter, and he said that Jesus did not entrust himself to those people because he knew what was in them. He knows what's in our hearts. He knows what we experience. And Jesus is presented as an empathetic high priest in Hebrews chapter 2. Mm-hmm. He's been tempted in every way that we will ever be tempted, yet he was without sin. So he knows our trials. He knows our tribulations. He knows what's going on inside of us. And so because of that, we can turn to him, and we can trust him, and we can entrust ourselves to him. And that's what God is calling us to. That's what this life is all about. So as far as how we pray, I think we just let our hearts be known.
Yeah.
Whether it's writing it down or just verbalizing it out loud or just in the quietness of our mind, we can share what's going on in our hearts, knowing that God knows exactly what's happening. And boy, that is just the most comforting truth that there is.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
Yeah. Well, friends, of course, Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, has found a receptive place in the hearts of people all over the U.S. and Canada. And we want to make sure that people everywhere have the chance to find out how this Christian life is really supposed to work. If it's not working for you, we have the answer for you. And it's included in Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And to help us ensure that everyone gets to read this book, starting today, Basic Gospel and Amazon.com are making the Kindle and all e-versions of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace available for only, I feel like a drum roll here, guys, 99 cents. So if you've been struggling with your daily Christian life, you should read what Bob has written and hear what he has to say in Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And now there's no excuse for anyone not to have this exciting and revealing Harvest House book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, by Bob Christopher. To get your 99-cent electronic copy, simply go online to basicgospel.net and click the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace link at the top of the homepage. Greg has made it very easy for you to place that order. Again, click the Simple Gospel, Simply Grace link at basicgospel.net, and your copy will be on your chosen device in just a mere seconds for only 99 cents.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to try Dr. Moore. Are you with us?
No.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately not. Just technical difficulties, friends. We struggled with those. Maybe we should read Simple Gospel, Simply Grace.
I think so. How's the Christian life really supposed to work? Sometimes it's these technical issues, and they work all the time, and then sometimes
they don't.
So
yeah.
We certainly apologize to Dr. Moore that we are having these technical difficulties. We really, really were looking forward to this conversation. This book that he has written is really a wonderful, wonderful read. It is very gospel-centered, cross-centered. It just really attacks all the cultural norms out there.
Mm-hmm.
As believers, we're to rise above the culture. We're to walk in the newness of life, and there's only one way to do that, and that is through faith in Jesus Christ, through this gospel message, understanding what Christ accomplished for us at the cross, our new identity in Jesus Christ. And there's a wonderful quote in the book that it talks about kind of the problems with marriage, And he says this: our primary trouble instead is that we don't grasp fully enough the gospel by which we've been saved, the gospel we've been called to carry to the world. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with marriages today within Christian circles. It's not that we don't know all the things to help us financially or to help us with this or to help us with that. It's the fact that we've lost sight of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've lost sight of the meaning of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And this book that he's put out is a call back to that good news of Jesus Christ, that family life, marriage life is really about the gospel. And if we understand it in those terms, if we understand it in that light, then marriage and family itself takes on new meaning, new purpose. It's not just about ourselves. It's not just about getting our needs met and fulfilled. It's about being a part of something much bigger, much greater than we ourselves. And that makes it exciting. That really makes it kind of leap as far as in our minds. And so we need to get back to this gospel. We need to understand what it is and then fully embrace the opportunity to live that out within our families, how we deal with our mates, how we parent our children. All of those things in reflecting the very love of Christ for his church out there in the world.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I love that point, because we have spent way too much time complaining about and trying to win what has been called a culture war. Why? Just take Jesus.
Yes.
gospel, he's already victorious. If I'm following him by faith because of the grace he's poured into me, then culture wars have nothing to do with me.
Right.
And in fact, that gives me something to speak into someone's life, not the whole culture, one other person's life, and you never know when it's going to be just exactly the right thing.
And we have to understand that the gospel is not marching in lockstep with the progressive culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's not moving along with the culture. It stands for what it is.
Yes.
But what it is marching in lockstep with is our hearts, the deepest needs of the soul, the deepest needs of the spirit, the things that we're longing for, just at the deepest recesses of who we are, the gospel speaks to. Mm-hmm. And when the gospel speaks to those issues at that deepest level, then it begins to shape every other aspect of life. Jesus made some really troubling statements about family. If you love your mother or father or family more than me, then you're missing the point. And it's like, wait a minute, yeah. I have to walk away from my family to be a part of what you're doing. And he's saying, if you want eternal life, there's only one place to find it, and that's in Jesus. And then once you find that eternal life, once you experience that good news in ways that you just never dreamed possible, then it flavors every other aspect of your life.
Yes.
I love my dad growing up, and he's the man I most admire. Even today, he's been dead and gone for a number of years, but he's still the man I most admire, and all the things that he taught me. When I came to Christ and really understood what this new life in Christ was all about, it made me appreciate him even more and the role that he played and opening up this door of salvation to me, of just pointing me to Christ Jesus. So it made me appreciate him more. So when we realize that Jesus really is the answer, that he is what our souls deeply long for, and when we find our contentment in him, everything else kind of falls in place. Every other aspect of life falls into place.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so exciting.
It is indeed. It's basic gospel. That's good stuff right there.
Yes.
Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us today, everybody. I had this anonymous writer that posed this question. I've been baptized, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior, but I'm still having issues with lust. I continue to pray and ask for forgiveness. I need answers. Please help me with Scripture.
Well, that's a great, great question. You know, you're a male. You're going to have issues with lust. That's part of the flesh.
He didn't say he was a male. I'm just saying.
Yes, yes. Well, so that's just part of the flesh. But we have to realize when we come to Christ that we're no longer defined by that flesh.
Correct.
When we were lost. That's what we live for, to gratify the desires of the flesh. And lust was a big part of that. We would see something that was pleasing to the eye, and then we would lust for it. And so we can lust not only in a sexual context, but we can lust for things.
Yes.
We can lust for money. We can lust. That's all a part of it. And so as lost people, we live to gratify those desires. But then we were made alive together with Christ. We were dead spiritually, but then we were made alive together with Christ. So now we have a new identity. We're a new creature in Christ. God's Spirit lives inside of us. So that gives us the anchoring that we need to handle those fleshly desires that are still there. So as we're trusting the Spirit of God, when that lust kind of rears its ugly head, we can say that's not who we are, and we know that that's an empty path to follow. We have what we need in Jesus, and as we understand that, we're going to see that by walking in the Spirit, we're not going to gratify those desires or lusts of the flesh.
Yeah.
Now, as far as forgiveness is concerned, if you're in Christ, you've received forgiveness. It yes. says in Ephesians 1:7 that in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Jesus shed his blood once and for all. And so when you receive Christ, you receive that forgiveness that he provided. And you received all of it. So you have to recognize that. You feel that when that lust comes over you, that God is mad and he's turned his back. And so you feel like you need to do something in order to get him to turn around and look back at you. Mm-hmm. Well, God never turns his back on us. He is always looking at us. He's living in us in the person of the Holy Spirit. So he will never leave us nor forsake us. So in the midst of that sinful thought, you have Jesus right there with you. And you can turn to him and trust him at that particular moment. Point, and he's going to encourage you to walk in the Spirit, to keep walking down that path. And as you do, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And if people would just grab hold of that in their Christian lives, boy, that struggle would take on a whole new perspective.
Yeah.
And instead of looking at it with a sense of defeat and hopelessness, you can look at it with a sense of victory and great hope. Why? Because your hope is not in you overcoming those fleshly desires. Your hope is in Christ Jesus, who's alive, living in you. As Paul wrote, Christ in you, your hope of glory.
Your hope of glory. Exactly right. Thank you, Bob, for those thoughts. And we deeply regret that we were unable to make the technology work to get Dr. Russell Moore on the air with us today, but perhaps we can reschedule that, because I know that, friends, you would love to hear what he has to say, and so would we here at Basic Gospel. As we close today's program, a reminder of the very special offer that we have for you, the Kindle and all electronic versions of Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, for only 99 cents. Now, to get your copy, visit basicgospel.net and just click the Simple Gospel Simply Grace link at the top of the home page. That'll take you to the order page at Amazon.com. It's very easy. Greg has made it very easy for you to order your copy, and you can have it on your own device within mere seconds. Now, if you struggle with your Christian life and wonder why it's not working for you, you'll find the answer in Simple Gospel Simply Grace. So again, click the Simple Gospel Simply Grace link at the top of the home page, basicgospel.net, and your copy will be on your chosen device in just a few seconds. seconds for only 99 cents. And this is good for only a week, but it does start today. But so take advantage of it. Not any reason for anybody not to have a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, thanks for joining us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all of us here at the ministry, Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.